Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, listeners. Hope you're well. I'm recording this at a caravan site in Hastings. I'm back from Edinburgh. I've taken a week away. I've taken the kids away for a little holiday down by the seaside. So there'll be no new episode this week. But what we've done, we've compiled some snippets from some of the episodes we have over on Patreon, from Get to the Extra Good Stuff. Just so, you know, if you wanted to listen to some stuff this week, you know, there's no new episode, but you have got this. So, but we got some new guests booked into the studio next week, so we will be back next week. Thank you for hanging tight during my whole Edinburgh stuff, and now this whole caravan stuff. But we've got some new guests next week, so we'll be back in the studio. So I hope you enjoy some of these snippets from the Patreon episodes. And don't forget, if you actually want to join up to the Patreon, you can. You actually can. You can do that. It's possible. So go and do it. Why don't you? But I hope you enjoy what we've got for you this week, and we will be back next week. So I want to go back to my holiday now. Hope you enjoy it. I'll speak to you soon.
So, I was thinking of... This is just something that annoys me.
Go on.
This, you have like a meltdown. You have like a... not even a meltdown. You have just like a bad day when you're getting pissed off, right?
Yeah.
And someone, whoever you're with, could be your partner... Just gonna say partner for now, right?
Yeah.
Friend, whatever. And they see you, they see you doing, you know, having a meltdown, or but you're fully aware that they've had a meltdown before over something less important than what you're having a meltdown about, right? And then they go, "All right, calm down," and you're like, "Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think anyone in the history of the world has ever calmed down after being told to calm down."
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's coming from a place of, I want you to calm down. It's coming from a sort of smug...
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's the lack of empathy in those words, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, calm down. It's like, well...
Oh, that's helping.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you take a look at how perfectly in control I am right now?
Yeah. Rather than say... What it should be, they should go, okay, get out your system. That's what that phrase should be.
A bit of empathy.
Okay, get out your system.
Yeah. Not in that tone, though. I'd flip out if you spoke to me with that tone of
okay,
voice.
Get out your system, Joe.
Yeah.
What tone do you want?
Yeah.
Get out your system.
Sort of, and so also, this is another one. It's a similar thing when you're hungover and some prick will always say, self-inflicted. Oh, no sympathy, self-inflicted. You think, it's like, you know, you're in pain because you've chose to do it. Doesn't mean there's no sympathy. Like, you wouldn't say it to a woman giving birth.
No,
that's true.
You chose this.
Imagine, yeah, yeah, imagine that doctor.
Self-inflicted.
He'd be struck off. Yeah. He wouldn't last long.
But that is just have a little bit of compassion, bit of like, just when you see, so, oh, calm down. But if Gandhi said it to you, you'd be like, all right, fair play. Like, this bloke is pretty calm.
Why is Gandhi in the delivery room?
I'm talking about
Gandhi turned up.
Gandhi went there. Wasn't very helpful, to be honest. Yeah.
If it was someone who was like stoic and calm all the time, and they said calm down, you think, okay, I'll take that on board a little bit. But if someone you like, it's that hypocritical, calm down, you think,
yeah, so yeah, you've been here, you know what this is like,
makes me angry. I think it's also this is a similar thing when you're driving and you make a little mistake, a little driving mistake, like, you know, because people do, you edge out a bit too far, just have a little look. And then there's always someone in the car that give you like a disapproving shake of the head. And they go, as if to say like, you're making mistakes, are you? I don't make mistakes. You're like that because there are things that are annoying that are acceptable. I get road rage. I never tell someone the thing. I just go, fucking hell. Like, if you're trying to pull into a lane and then the car sees you're trying to pull into it and they start speeding up.
Yes.
To not let you, that's like, oh, come on. What are you? Oh, this is annoying, right? Someone was trying to, I was driving the other day and someone was trying to, like, say something to me. And like, I was like, can't you see I'm on the phone? I'm trying to text. I'm trying to play Snake. What? Yeah. How rude. I see I'm drunk. Yeah. Oh, make your kids make you feel like a loser. Dad, really? Can you do win the toy for me?
Yeah. No. I don't have the capabilities.
Even like other dads, there's this one dad at the school, right? He's like he's so macho. He's got you know, macho blokes who walk fast.
Yes. Yeah.
So, fucking, like, he walks like picks his son up and just like fucking dude. Walks out like that. And so I'm like, I feel like quite sort of like emasculated around him. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And I'm like, every time I bump into him, I do this thing where I go like 10% more masculine. And go, what, mate? How you going? But then like, I remember he come around the corner and I just bought the kids an ice cream. Yeah. There's an ice cream van, and I got myself one. I'll have the same as the kids. Because they couldn't bother to confuse the ice cream. And I had like one with sprinkles and strawberry filling. And he came around the corner, and this bloke, and I was holding this little sprinkly ice cream.
I was like, right, brother. Yeah. Just have a fucking ice cream, mate.
He wouldn't have gone for one of them. You know what I mean? He would have got a pint. I was like, you've got long. I remember when I was in Australia, there was like a load of us, we were like men, right? In a dormitory.
Men
like,
down under.
Sort of like six people. And they moved, there's one like 18-year-old lad moved in. He kept walking around in just his pants, but like little pants. And we all like felt really uncomfortable about it. But he's like,
Was he from, where is he from?
He's Europe, English. He was English. Right.
Okay. Well, but he's sort of like, he's absolutely like, baffling.
But he's sort of like, he'd read a book on the floor and I can't explain, like on his belly with like his legs kicking in the air.
What?
Yeah, like, what? Sort of like, I picture like just Sandy from Greece.
Girl in the 50s.
Yeah. In his pants. And we were just like, I don't know what else to do about this. I don't know.
But were you all English?
Yeah, which is the really
surely one. I can't believe this.
Because I would have thought a group of English lads would have called him Pants. Like, that would be his nickname or something. Yeah. All right, Pantsy.
Oi, Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
But I think it was one of them things where it was...
absolutely no relevance to that itself.
I laughed and realised, is there an episode of Winnie the Pooh where Christopher Robin just in his pants?
he was sort of Christopher Robin shaped. Like a little boy frame. And it was really,
so that's why you could call him it. Yeah.
Well, Winnie the Pooh never wore pants. It's the opposite.
But it wasn't like, oi, Gary, put your trousers back on. Because it was like this little boy. Yeah. this weird... Did you know what I was thinking about? Like, this how there are lads out there driving along in noisy little cars with loud music. And somewhere in their head, they're going, people are loving this.
Absolutely loving
you know, so somewhere in their head, they're like, and not a single fucking person in the world is loving it. No. But because there's no other reason they'd be doing it.
Yeah,
no, yeah. Why do they have that?
What have you done to your car to make... That's all. That no one is impressed by this.
No,
not a single person.
What's it for? It's like I've got a noisy brum brum.
It's mental, isn't it? And they are the shirts off guys.
Shirts off guys.
Have they not seen your videos? Shirts off guys with fucking. Loud music
this is the thing about the shirts off guys, right? Yeah. And this is the point, right, I think, of it, right? There's one down in my local high street the other day. It's generally it's muscular men who have been in the gym. And want to show it off.
Sure.
So it's like, they're using the heat as an excuse.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? It's like they, in their heads, they think it's subtle what they're doing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? In their heads,
they're thinking, oh, people just assume, you know, people can just tell that I'm just a bit too hot. Yeah. That's why I've
got 17 degrees.
We know you want us to look at you because you've been going to the gym and we're all going, wow, look at that guy. But we're not. We're going, look at that cunt.
Yeah.
Over there with his shirt. Put your fucking shirt on, dickhead.
Jack's had a long journey here.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, I tell you what I'm having fun with, Jack, is... listeners getting in touch with their good-uns. Fucking stories, the good-uns.
Yeah.
This is from one of our newer good-uns got in touch to tell us one of his embarrassing stories. And anyway, just listen to this. This is from Marty, legend.
Yo, Marty.
Happened when I was 16. I was due to stay at a friend's house, but returned home after my parents had gone to the pub for a few drinks because I wanted to watch an England game that was on. Anyway, at halftime, I did myself a couple of bacon sandwiches, and so not to miss the start of the second half, I planned to clean the fat that had splashed over the cooker at full time. I forgot to do that, and I fell asleep. At around 11:30, my parents returned home to what they thought was an empty house. I could hear them talking and laughing, and it gave me a nice warm glow as I sat up and turned off my TV. My mum came upstairs and went into the bedroom and shut the door. I could tell she was drunk by the sounds of her whipping her clothes off and falling into the bed. My dad pottered about for a bit, and then I heard him turn the kitchen lights off and close the door. By this time, I'd completely forgotten they didn't have any idea I was home. At this point, my dad shouted drunkenly up the stairs, and I immediately remembered I hadn't cleaned the cooker or the frying pan. So forgetting he didn't know I was there, I answered, "Yeah?" And I assume my mum was passed out next door because she didn't answer. And then my dad replied, "I'm going to shag your ass when I get up there." and in a mild shock, I replied, "Okay." for a split second, I thought, "Oh my god, my dad is so drunk, he's going to bum me to teach me a lesson for not cleaning up." But then I quickly realised he wasn't talking to me. So the best thing I could do was turn my lamp on and open my door, so as he came upstairs, he'd realise I was home. However, as I opened my door, I caught a glimpse of my dad stuck bollock naked midway up the stairs, wanking in preparation for what was to come. All I could do was cough, which I did. And then I heard my dad run back downstairs, and I believe he slept on the sofa. None of us have ever mentioned it again. Marty, you're an absolute hero for sending that in.
The wanking bit was a step too far. That Jesus Christ! I get you as well. I was listening to that, going, "Where's the bacon fat? Where's the come into?"
It's a complete red herring, isn't it? Yeah,
it's
a very good.
That's a good, well-told story there.
Yeah,
that's lovely, Martin.
Shag your ass when I get up there. he knows his mum does anal.
I remember another one from Australia being in like hostels.
God, you know, how
like,
horrible is this?
No, this is just funny. It was like when we first arrived there, and it was me, two mates, and the Italian bloke called David, right?
Nice.
And there was like lockers in the room, right? And so he come back and he was like, had sunstroke. You know, when like some people swell up, and he was like, oh, you look rough, man. You don't look well. Like, and he laid down, we put all our stuff in the lockers, went out for a few hours, and come back, and he was fuming because someone's alarm was going off in the locker. There's a fucking alarm! It was a sunstroke. Really pissed. How frustrating would that be? That's going to be the most annoying thing. An actual alarm going off the whole time. There with sunstroke. I'm so sorry for him.
God, that is so horrible.
There's always one of them. You know, a packet of DVD. You used to get that, didn't you? Pub gardens.
Yeah.
Someone going around with a packet of DVD. Do you want Green Street 2? In a packet.
And sometimes one of your friends would buy them and you go, it's not going to work.
Because they were always filmed in the cinema.
Yeah.
It was always that, wasn't it? That was always that. Green Street was definitely one of them.
I miss DVDs, actually. Like, I know streaming is really easy and it helped, but actually, like, how good was it when you found something, a DVD that you'd never even heard of, and you're like, oh, I'm going to buy that. Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
And you got like an actual thing.
You got an actual thing. You had a collection.
Mm.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. My daughter won't know. She knows Netflix. She knows Disney Plus. Like, she won't know how amazing
it was.
Did you
ever go pirate DVD? Was you always like a...
Yeah, I like Johnny Depp, you know what I mean?
My dad, I was just really laughing. He'd have like people's names saved. So they'd have the first name of what they do and what they supplied him. So they'd be like Trevor DVD. You know what I mean? John Roof. Whatever the person does has the surname in his phone.
I watched, we got hold of a Phantom Menace early.
Yeah.
From, I think from America. Someone had filmed it and put it on. I remember sitting and watching it on the computer, and well, it's not a very good film, is it?
No, it's not.
And especially that copy wasn't very good.
Yeah, but,
you know, I saved money not going to the cinema to see that fucking shite.
The whole thing of DVD.
Scary Movie was fucking hot shit at my secondary school when someone got the pirated copy of that. That was the big one.
Yeah,
but also it's like, you could share it with people. So I remember someone saying to me, have you seen the South Park movie? And I didn't really like this kid that much in school.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I've got it. You can borrow it if you want. And I borrowed it off him and watched it. You know what I mean? But you can't do that. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
can't give each other pieces of culture.
No, you can't. Mm. You can send them a link to a YouTube video.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's shit, isn't it? Can't have the hard copy.
No. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
I can't be trusted with people's stuff, so I'm quite glad you don't get that hard copy.
Did you not give things back?
I didn't give things back, and I always meant to, but they just disappeared.
I always been like having a friend that would just go, can I borrow that? And like, can I have that? They just walk around your room and just like,
I remember I took one of, loads, and my friend left them at my house. Those big-headed football players.
Oh, yeah.
And then I fucking just lost them all. Like, I had...
Why are you borrowing them?
There was loads of them as well. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what... What was I... Yeah, I don't know. Well, I had a plan, obviously.
Have you seen my new Jamie Redknapp?
How many can fit up there?
I've got my new Jamie Redknapp butt plug.
Rude Hullet, please. Don't start with Hullet. Jesus, you've got nowhere to go. Beardsley, is that vicious?
No. If I had to... it'd be McManaman.
Slender.
So you go leg first as well because his legs were very thin.
Jamie Redknapp had long hair in his first one as well.
Yeah,
so
true.
Redknapp, Hullet, Jason McAteer.
And there you go. Hope you enjoyed that. We will be back next week in the studio. As I say, we've got some fantastic guests lined up. But if you are enjoying the podcast, please remember
subscribe, review, share, do all that stuff. It all really helps. And if you want to support the podcast even more, do sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/ get to the good stuff with Jack Skipper. And any donations? Did you say donations? Pledges. That's the one. Any pledges we get, it does go back into the podcast. We're going to keep growing this. We're going to keep going with it. And yeah, let's keep it going, people. But thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.